a selection of slip jigs by the Bell and Colleague Sessions Group in August 2012. The Bell and Colleague Sessions Group, County Cork. Thank you. Left to right, Sinead Healy, Breda Shannon and Jessica Ziegler. Scoliacha tutors Noel on banjo and John Kilkenny.
Thank you.
Bellin Colleague Sessioun Group, County Cork. At Flakeol in 2012, Mairead Lucy. Inimitable Sean O'Shea.
But before that, I come from a place called Ballylickey, near Corkwee. Were you ever in Ballylickey?
Yes.
It is a great place to go for a holiday. I get kind of extra grub every time I go there if I say it is a great place to go for a holiday. But it is. But Ballylickey people, they're fierce fond of their food. A Ballylickey man's breakfast now would be a plate and a half of macroom oatmeal with 2 spoons of sugar and a big dollop of coulée honey inside in it. And they'll get a pint of boiling hot water to get the kidneys working and a pint of orange juice to keep them working. And then after that, you'd have a couple of pancakes. And then after that, you'd have the fry, Clonakilty black puddings, Roscarbury white puddings, homemade eggs, rashers, sausages, Angus Coffair and Marshin. And there was this man there, Muravisa Og, and he had no Morris Minor car that he used to use to take the milk to the cream, and he took out the back seat. And there used to be a bucket in the milk walloping away inside there, and he'd be going to the creamery in Cairnfield, you see, Thracian Bale Moore, the Behigge. And there was this morning, we shall do Green Wachterlund, he was going to the creamery with a bottle in the milk and a full stomach. And he was about 2 miles down the road, and he met a member of the travelling community who was coming into Kilkeel to get the dole. He had a system, this man, that he'd get the dole in Kilkeel on Monday, Ballyham on Tuesday, Glengarriff Wednesday, Skibbereen on a Thursday, and Bantry on a Friday. So he sat in next to the man that was driving the car to the creamery, Areachama. They were talking about one thing and another until, you know, on these Westcott corners and these potholes that you could drown bonnets in, as Jackie Healy Ray famously said one time. And the downward pressure of the pothole in the Morris Minor and the upper pressure coming from the pothole, it was like the thing landing in Mars a couple of days ago. It played hell with one man's digestion. The fellow was after eating the sausages. And the only way I can describe it to such a sophisticated and correct audience as we have here tonight, with girls going touring the world and everything, is that... When I say it, Martin, I suppose I should have to. I'm so bad, you know, that I'm going to keep digging. But he got an almighty urge to break wings, you know. But would he do it with the travelling man sitting next to him? Need young Sheila Heed. If you were out with the wife on the Sunday evening after a feed of bacon and cabbage in the Morris Minor, he could whistle the five parts of the Mrs. Aitken because they were going from the other end. They came around the corner, August at Haven voted, was the biggest heap of silage that you ever saw. And a man initiative seized his opportunity. And just as they were passing the silage, when the car was utterly polluted with the aroma of the silage, the screeching, you'll hear it back in the mizzen head. And turning to the travelling man, he said, in the naught of smell from the silage. And says the travelling man, by God, he must have eaten the whole of it.
A jig composed by Noreen O'Sullivan and played at the launch of her new CD, The Quiet House.